chosen to read two passages of Scripture, Numbers chapter 13 and 30 to 34. The spies have just come back after their viewing and spying out the land of the Promised Land, and they have come back to give their report. Then Caleb quietened the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There are descendants of giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Well, that's the report that came back to the people of Israel. They then wandered for many, many years. And then in Joshua chapter 1, 6 to 9, the word of the Lord to Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give you. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do it according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I am told that I must speak briefly at this time. And if that is the case, then in all fairness to the Scripture, I must give to you of the PWA a difficult, high task that can only be achieved by the enabling of the Holy Spirit as you go out in faith and obedience as a love response to the Lord. In the book of Numbers, we find that the Hebrews had come to the very borders of the Promised Land, the land flowing with milk and honey. It was indeed a promised land of every good thing. The Lord had been with the people over past generations, and he had now brought them to the very borders of the land that he has promised. And this promised land is sometimes likened to even heaven itself. The story is, as no doubt you mostly know, Moses had sent 12 spies out to the land. They were away spying for 40 days and then returned. The spies came back to an expectant people, eager to know what they had found. The 12 spies were agreed that it was a great land indeed. They even brought back produce from the land to which they had been. But then there was a disagreement among the spies about what to do next. For there was a great people, a powerful people in the land, and their cities were well fortified. "We are too weak and puny to win over these people," they said, except for Joshua and Caleb. They had a different opinion. Caleb said to the people, "Let us go up at once and occupy, for we are well able to occupy it." Our Lord does not send you as women of the congregations throughout the state to go and conquer the promised land. The Hebrews have already done that. Nor does the Lord send you out to go and win heaven, for Christ has already won that on behalf of believing sinners. But what I do send you out to do is to go out into the world and into the congregations and there serve him, to win people, women, into the service of Christ, to serve within the Presbyterian Church, and perhaps in particular the PWA. We would all agree, I'm sure, that there are many great and potentially great women out there in the world, out there in the congregations, who do not give of their first loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ within the Presbyterian Church. They need to be won. They need to be brought in. I would not try to lull you into some false sense of security and say that it is easy to win them, for there are many problems. There are not only the sins of the flesh, the world and the devil to contend with. There are women of all ages to bring into the service of Christ to which we belong. We not only have the problem of squash and tennis and hobby group and such other things, not only do we have the proper ties of family, but we also have the commitment of some women to other Christian organisations as first priority. It so takes their time that they have little or no time for the local congregation. But why should such organisations, important as they may be, take most of, if not all of the time, of God's women within the church? I am convinced that it is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in our particular area, the Presbyterian Church, that is to claim first allegiance of the service of Christ. Christ is the head of the church. We are meant to be together, the body of Christ. And how you are to win them, so that they serve Christ within the Presbyterian Church, in particular PWA, is a battle that you would recognise as a hard one. But we can be so easily like the crowd in response to the 10 who came back. The crowd did not listen to Caleb and Joshua, but they listened to the people who came with their knocking and said, "It cannot be done. We'll all be ruined," to quote a poem from other days. And you can quite easily say, "The task is too big for us." But may I suggest to you that there are more young women and women of all ages out there to be won. For you to bring a challenging service of Christ to the many women within the congregations throughout the state and women within the world already out of Christ. As we know that the Hebrews, because they did not go up in obedience to the Lord, they wandered for 40 years. I wonder if that's a warning to us. Well, let's see what happened. We find that after Moses died, Joshua was God's appointed leader among the Hebrews. And listen to what Joshua was told. "Only be strong and of good courage. Be careful to do according to all the Lord which Moses my servant commanded you, not to turn to the right or to the left, that you may have good success in wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate it on day and night, that you may be careful to do all that is written in it. And then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God goes with you." We know that from the scripture that Joshua took up the call and the people followed and conquered the land for the Lord. In a similar way, may I challenge the PWA today, the women of the church, to go and conquer the women out there so that Christ may be served within that church called Presbyterian. Go out in the courage and the strength of the Lord. And as we follow the history of the battle that led to the final conquering of the Promised Land, you will note that when they went out in faith and obedience, they conquered. But even the smallest battle was not won when there was disobedience in the heart. And the same will be true not only of the Presbyterian Church in Queensland, but also of the PWA Queensland unit, that you are called to go out in obedience and in faith as a love response to the Lord Jesus Christ, for I believe that you have the task of bringing women not only to Christ, but to serving Him within the life of our church.